www.harunyahya.com.
The Ottoman Model. The only solution in these years when mankind stands most in need of peace, calm and brotherhood is to raise people with proper moral values who are just, devout and patriotic. The way to do that is by elevating national and spiritual values by using modern means and methods of communication. The current young generation of Turks must be made aware of their Turkish and Muslim identity and of their Ottoman legacy by means of modern means of mass communications. In order for the importance of this Muslim-Turkish identity to be properly appreciated, they must be told how people possessing that identity ordered the world for hundreds of years. Over the course of history, the Turkish nation founded 16 powerful states, and with the superior ability it demonstrated in the administration of those states, it constitutes a historic model for all the nations of the world. The strength of the Muslim Turkish nation, and particularly the Seljuk and the Ottoman empires, cannot be explained in terms of military strength alone. It was a moral conception based on the values of the Quran that underlay the force that governed the world's most complex and sensitive region over the centuries. The main features of this moral conception revealed by our Lord in the Quran are behaving honestly and generously by avoiding oppression and injustice, maintaining justice no matter what the circumstances, and always favoring tolerance and reconciliation. It is because of these characteristics that the people subject to them were always content with the rule of the Muslim Turks, and even generally entered under their rule of their own free will. It was thanks to this just rule under the Ottoman Empire that members of the three Abrahamic faiths and many sects and millions of people with completely different languages, cultures, and ethnic origins lived together in peace for hundreds of years in an area including the whole of Balkans, the Caucasus, and the Middle East. In our day, however, the suffering, tears, oppression, and war in those same lands refused to come to an end. The Ottoman territories made up of the Balkans, the Middle East, and the Caucasus, with Turkey in their center, are still very active and complex in structure. The vacuum that arose in the region in the wake of the Ottoman Empire has yet to be filled and no real security has been established. This has attracted the notice of the Muslim Turkish nation that applied an exemplary coexistence model in these same lands for hundreds of years under Ottoman leadership. And this model reveals the fact that it can only be made a reality today and in the future by the Muslim Turkish nation. Indeed, many statesmen, political scientists, and researchers, authors, have been examining this just system of administration implemented with such success by the Turkic states, especially the Ottoman Empire. The aim behind this investigation is to establish a new administrative model based on that applied by the Turks. History shows that permanent peace can be brought to both the Middle East and to the Balkans and the Caucasus under Turkish leadership, that of the heir to Ottoman legacy. A union established under Turks leadership will both put an end to the conflicts and bring permanent peace to the region, and also raise the standards of living of all the peoples there as they become a part of powerful economic union.